Brett Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. Send a message, Aaron will respond. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, Dad Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you want to comment on the Twitch page, do that. Not many people on there commenting, but if you want to, fine. And, you know, there's, okay, that's two. It's 603. So that's, you've crammed two now into the last 15 minutes. Three. Jeez.
Excuse me.
What the hell was it? That energy drink or what?
Yeah, it had to be.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty good. Not a, there wasn't a really good one in there.
No.
Not an A-level.
Sometimes it's either quantity or quality. Yeah, I mean.
Well, sometimes you can do both. I mean, it's.
Yeah, sometimes.
You should thrive for both. But, yeah, 713-780-3776. You missed any of the first 2 hours. Some of it was on the rewind. Very sportsy for the first hour plus. And then we got a little conspiracy stuff going and some other things. Flat earthers and junk like that. And somebody was asking me on text line about why I don't have sympathy for people who or have student debt. And I've been very consistent about that. There's some things that I think, like, you're betting on yourself. And, you know, if somebody tells you, oh, if you go to school for 4 years, you're going to make $80,000. You might need to do your own research and find out exactly what you, you know, what your career is going to pay you. Like, we right. tell people this in radio all the time. You're looking at a long ass time before you're making 80 grand in this business.
Mm-hmm.
And you may never make it. So if you're 200 grand in debt for that career, that's kind of on you. And I feel like if you're betting on yourself, that's one thing. That's great. If you're going to go to law school, you think you're going to be a great lawyer, cool. Make a bunch of money. But I also think that should it be more affordable? Absolutely. I do think it's too expensive. But yeah, there's so many scholarships and things like that out there that can help you. Just go do it as opposed to, oh, somebody erase my debt. I'm kind of against that.
Yeah.
I believe that you should have to work for things in life.
I do too, and that's why I'm not for free college or any of that stuff.
But I do think we need a lot more affordable health care in this country because that's, to me, that is significantly more important, is to keep people healthy as opposed to guaranteeing people an extended education. When there's a lot of things you can do in life where you don't need to go to college and you can make a lot of money. But that's it, and I've been consistent about that. The other thing, somebody asked me if I really believe all the stuff on Ancient Aliens. No, I don't believe it all, but it's fun. He
believes everything.
It's entertaining. But I also think is it any more ridiculous to think that all these stories about angels and stuff like that were really aliens? Is it more ridiculous than some of the stories that we've been told?
No.
So I just find it entertaining. So 832 says, I read that story. It was funny about the kitty cat lady. She said she was drunk when she put it on. So yeah. So that's explains it. Today's show is why I listen to the Blitz. Some sports, mostly general entertainment. My wife is LOL.
Oh, well, the ladies love us. Everyone knows that.
We have A17 said, I think the Fed should regulate interest loan rates for student loans. Stuff like that I'm okay with. It's just there's a lot of people like, oh, we pay it off for me. No, I'm sorry. And, you know, and if that makes me cranky old dude, so be it. You know, that's there are some things that I'm extremely on the liberal side of, and then there's some things where I'm kind of like, you know, this is America.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way.
Put your, you know,
people always accuse me of being super liberal, and I'm really not. But
well, the problem is you get accused of being whatever because somebody doesn't agree with you on one topic,
right?
So therefore, you're super liberal. Because you're okay with maybe having some background checks on guns. That makes you liberal.
Right. Or I don't care if dudes want to make out with other dudes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, cut their thing off and turn themselves into a woman or turn themselves. I don't care about that.
I'm a big believer in if it doesn't affect me, I don't care about it.
Yeah, it's do what you want. But 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Somebody said, I don't want anyone to erase my debt, but it's too high. If you love something and cannot do it because it doesn't pay much, then what's the purpose? Hashtag teachers. Sometimes you have to, sometimes you can't do what you love.
Like I said, that goes back to me wanting to work at a record store and selling vinyl, but I want to make 200 grand a year. It just doesn't work.
Hmm. Robert says, I don't trust anyone who only considers themselves liberal or conservatives on every issue. It's funny because
it's weird.
It is. But
there's a lot of people who are hardcore like that. Got to go one way or the other.
Yeah, I agree. And that's, to me, that's part of the problem. And it's so funny. It just depends on who I'm talking to. Like if I'm discussing politics with the current future ex-wife, she basically lumps me in with Trump supporters.
Yeah.
And my really conservative friends think stuff like, more affordable health care is ridiculous, or legal weed makes me a liberal.
Yeah.
Because I want legal weed. But, there's every issue is different. And, I probably, the older I get, I probably skewer more conservative. But I also feel a little bit uncomfortable that if you use that label on anything, people are, putting you in with white supremacists and stuff like that, and Alex Joneses of the world with their ridiculous conspiracies. That's not the Republican Party I grew up with. That's not what I consider a conservative, but that's what people are going to call you.
What if you just hate everybody? What do they call that?
That's AJ Hoffman.
Oh.
I'm at the point where nobody can actually debate anything anymore. So I'm pretty much out on politics.
Yeah.
And man, Twitter every day is just getting worse and worse and worse. And it's both sides. Ashton says, only Sith deal in absolutes. That's my favorite line in that entire movie. Because it is an absolute, right?
Yeah.
The Jedi guy is saying absolute. That's why the Sith were the real heroes of this thing.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Conspiracy theory. The Jedi were just as bad. They were just trying to control everything. They were going to kill Palpatine. What the hell?
I think Palpatine was bad.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Maybe he just knew the whole Force.
He wasn't great.
Well, what did he do that was so wrong?
Murder.
Yeah, that was they were trying to murder him first.
Plus, you saw him. I mean,
he was ugly. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you want to keep a guy like that around and just see if he ends up being a bad guy? You can tell.
Well, I mean, maybe
you've seen enough movies to
maybe
know.
Maybe as a society, if we weren't so quick to judge somebody with a crinkled face like that and show him a little love, maybe he'd be better.
Mm, that's how I judge you.
Yeah.
On your crinkled face.
And you don't see me killing stuff.
No, I don't see it, but randomly your cat's dead one day.
That was not my fault.
By murder.
I was not home. That was not my fault.
Yeah.
That's
something a Sith would say.
Oh, yeah. Only Jedi would say stuff like that. And it's funny because we talk about movies like that, and it's I've always been of the opinion that the Joker was almost a more honest character than Batman in the second Dark Knight.
How dare you?
Because, when it's not all black and white, when you listen to his side of things, he makes sense that Gordon's the schemer and that all those guys were out scheming, and that Batman has to basically do what was the equivalent of the Patriot Act.
Yeah, right? I didn't like that.
No, I mean, by going into those phones.
Yeah, that was bad.
And to me, that questions who the real bad guy is. Now.
And that's when Morgan Freeman quit.
Yeah. And do you blame him?
No.
I'd be like,
the right thing.
I'm out of here. It's like, never ask me to do that again. But to get one guy, was it worth it? Was it worth selling your soul for one guy?
I mean, to be fair, that guy was trying to blow up those two boats at the end.
I don't think he was going to blow up either boat.
He was going to.
I don't know that there was actual explosives on those boats. I think he was just jacking with people. That's what he liked to do.
Scarball says, want free college, join the military. It's always an option. You want your, you know why I don't have student debt? That's why. That's a fact. You know why I was able to own two houses by the time I was able, by the time I was 25? That. I mean, that's a legit thing. And it's, I know it's not for everybody, but damn, does it make life a lot easier once you do it. Can I sit here and tell you that I loved everything about it? No. But
you know what? It helped make you the person you are.
It made my life a lot easier. And a lot easier.
You've had a lot of success since then. And obviously, some of the things that happened there helped get you here. Except when you were involved in a murder investigation.
Yeah, that
probably wasn't a positive in your experience.
No.
But, no, I just, you know, I think there's alternatives and that maybe people should look at all those possibilities before, you know, getting. And I know, okay, well, it's an 18-year-old kid. Well, you got to do some research, man. And there's some great paths, too. Go to community college for a couple years. It's a lot cheaper. Get a job, work your way through community college, and get into a school. I mean, there's all kinds of options. And I wish people would explore all those before, like, oh, we need to get rid of student debt. Need to cut it back, no question, but yeah. All right. Let's take a break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 346 says, if this was 2011 and y'all were still poor, would you say the same thing? Yeah, because you know what I did in 2011 when I was poor? I took a second job. I was working three jobs at the time. I was doing the radio, I was doing the teaching, and I was doing a bunch of freelance work. I ghost wrote novels for people. I ghost wrote an autobiography. I did what I had to do. I sold guitars off. Did what I had to do and worked my way through it. So yeah, I you know, I looked for every possible way to make enough money to get by.
Well, and listen, I know it's easy to say now, but from 1998 to, you know, 2002, when I was in the when I was in the Army, I mean, I was making $20,000 a year,
right?
My first year in radio, I made $12,000, so. Yeah, I had times where I was poor, and you know, as far as student loans, student loans were really, I was able to pay them off pretty quickly because of my service. Mine were obviously less than everybody I went to school with, but you know, they didn't have to go through 4 years of military service like I did. So,
and you also did pretty well when you were working offshore, right?
Yeah, I made some good money working offshore. And by the way, a job that I got with zero, college degrees. You don't need to have a college degree to go out there and work hard. But not everybody's willing to get their hands dirty. And that's kind of, you know, I don't want to be curmudgeon that, you know, nobody's willing to work anymore.
Because that's not really accurate either.
It's not. But there's a generation, and I don't know whose fault it is. But it's been made to be sort of a shameful thing if you don't have a college degree. Like going out and you know, doing manual labor is somehow looked down on.
Yeah, or, I don't, or I don't
trade
know.
Trade is looked down on.
I don't know where that started, but
I don't either.
I was the first one in my family to get a college degree. And there was no stigma there. I mean, most of my family worked in the refineries and did really well.
Yeah.
My grandfather did great there and had a sixth grade education. But I do think that there's a stigma there to that, and there shouldn't be. I mean, there's really good jobs out there that you don't need college for. But I also understand that people want to go to college. They want to better their lives. It's just there are options out there to make it where you're not just drowning when you get out.
Yeah.
That's all. And I don't want to say that it's because people don't work hard enough, because that's bull. I mean, I know a lot of people who work their ass off to get through college, and you know, but there's also a big contingent. And I even told this to the interns when we had our little intern orientation. It's like, if you want to do stuff for Sports Map, you want help with anything, then come to my office. And I also said, of the 15 people in this room, I'll be lucky if there's three.
Yep.
And that's about what it, you know, they're about five came in, and one or two have actually gone out and gone after stuff. And those are the ones I respect. So, but that's, you know, I don't know. I don't think that, Tyler says, you really don't need a college degree for sales, especially car sales. You can be pretty successful without one.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff, but that's, I don't fault anybody for wanting one. I don't fault anybody who wants to go into a nice career without it. You can, you know, the important thing is to just do something that's going to make you happy in life. And if you're drowning in debt because you went to college, that doesn't sound happy to me. And, you know, I'm going to give you the secret to life here. The only reason you work is to have money to do the stuff you want to do.
Yeah.
To have fun in life. That's what life is supposed to be. And pay for your kids.
Pay for kids.
Yeah, well, but, you know, that was your choice to have kids.
No, it really wasn't.
But, you know, so says, I'm an auto mechanic at a dealership, and the salesman look at us like we're just trash. That's silly. That's a good job. It pays well. And is important, because guess what? Cars will always break down. It's a pretty safe job to have. But, you know, the thing is, so if you're miserable, then, you know, what's the whole point? And you're supposed to be enjoying life. And, you know, yes, lucky enough that I have a job that is fun for me. Took a long time to get here. I went through a lot of misery when I was working at the Chronicle, but guess what? It paid the bills.
Yep.
And what I would do is, in my time off, I would have fun and enjoy the hell out of it and try to enjoy life, because that's what it's there for. But you can't let all this stuff bring you down. Because if it does, then, you know, maybe reevaluate. That's all. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So I don't understand the whole looking down on people because of their job thing. I mean, most of the jobs that people are mentioning are not just necessary, they're critical. I mean, car repair is critical.
Yeah. Yeah. I need a car repair guy.
Sager says, hell, you can work at the refineries holding a fire extinguisher for 18 hours plus per diem.
Yep.
Go to work on time and do your job. It's not hard. Yeah, but I also think that a lot of what we're talking about, he says, hashtag lazy America. I don't think there's as many lazy people out there as, I hope I'm not giving the impression that everybody's lazy, because I don't think that's the case. I think there's a pretty loud contingent out there that is. And it's just like Twitter. It's probably 5% of the people are total turds, but they're louder than everybody else.
Exactly.
And I think this is kind of the same thing. Most people want to do well. Most people want to work. I don't think people are, yeah, I don't think it's fair to brand millennials in particular as lazy. If you want to blame somebody, blame their parents. That's me.
You.
We spoiled the hell out of them. But, yeah, I don't think it's as common as we're making it sound. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And you know what? If you do make good money and you want to go travel, you want to save some of that money, right?
Yeah.
That's why you want to go to besthotelrates.com.
You're trying to spend money on booze.
Exactly. And other fun stuff. So besthotelrates.com, they've negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide. Is that a lot?
That's more than 600 that you gave them credit for yesterday.
Yeah, 600,000.
In fact, it's 1,000 times more than what you gave them credit for.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to, you know, build up to it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure they started with 600 and got to 600,000. Just go to besthotelrates.com, plug in your destination, dates of travel. You're looking at a discounted rate for many of the hotels that you could pay a lot more for somewhere else. It's all right there in the name.
Yep, besthotelrates.com. Your reservation is secure. It's backed up, so you got nothing to worry about. Just find the hotel you want to stay in, find the area you want to stay in, and check it out. And you're going to get a better rate through them than you will through a lot of other places. Can't hurt to try. Check it out, besthotelrates.com.
Mm-hmm.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple more things and move on to something else. But Scarball says, insurance agent, $100K per year if you work hard, no degree needed. JF 288 says, anyone can make money if you're willing to sacrifice. As an insurance adjuster, I'm out of state 7 months out of the year, 7 days a week, no off days. But my bank account and 5 months off say it's worth it. Put in the work. That's the thing. There's, you know, there's sacrifices for things you want to do. I think Aaron wants to be in radio. So guess what? He's not going to get paid $100K a year. So he's making some sacrifices there. Like, and, you know, my wife took this job, so, and she's traveling all over the place. So, you know, has it been a strain on the relationship? Yeah, but you know what? It's also created opportunities for us that we never would have had.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, there's always a sacrifice for it.
I took a pay cut so we could bring in Lance Zierlein. And look what's happened. He's got the number one show.
Yeah.
That's, you're welcome.
Not exactly accurate, you're welcome, but Houston. That's okay. So, yeah, and trust me, it took me a lot of screwing up to get to where I am. I mean, there was a lot of failures along the way. It's like I always say with poker, a losing hand is a learning experience. And that's how life should be. And you get to a point where, hey, let's do something fun in life. Like ride your motorcycle through a park with a bunch of tigers.
You could do that if you wanted. I wouldn't recommend
it. Yeah, I'm not going to do that one either.
You could.
Here's something that's four. You got a shot here. You got a shot here. That was a weak one.
I think he's done like two or three before that. You started recognizing him too.
Oh, well, if they were so weak that I couldn't hear them when I'm sitting right here, I don't know that those count.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that one barely counts.
Did you see that Aladdin is now Will Smith's biggest movie already?
What?
Yeah, in terms of box office.
Really?
Yeah, I found that surprising considering he's done Men in Black, Independence Day. You know, those were pretty big budget movies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Aladdin. I have not seen it. I'm not big on these live action things. And I like the original Aladdin. But it's going to be the highest grossing film of his career.
That's crazy. $874.2 million so far.
Yep.
Just past Independence Day. Wow. Good for him.
It's a good comeback for him. Because he kind of went through a stretch there where...
But he made so much money in that little run that...
Yeah.
It's like Eddie Murphy. You know, people are like, what happened to Eddie Murphy? Eddie Murphy made enough money that he didn't have to work anymore if he didn't want to.
Well, and by the way, he made a ton off of Shrek, too.
Yeah.
As a voice of a donkey.
And was just like, you know what? I don't feel like working anymore. I'm going to go chill out. He did what? The Nutty Professor. Remember those movies?
Yeah.
They made a ton of money. And he was basically the only actor in all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. People forget that.
He didn't have to work anymore. Will Smith was at a point where he didn't have to work if he didn't want to.
Those Bad Boys movies did well.
Yeah.
I, Robot. He was the voice in Shark Tale, which also did pretty well. And I always liked Hancock, although it didn't do that well. But then he went through that stretch where he's doing Concussion.
God, what's that movie he made that's really sad where he's like the dad, the single dad?
Was it Focus?
No.
Pursuit of Happiness?
Yes.
Oh, Pursuit of Happiness.
That movie, it's like it's poking you in the eye. It's a horrible movie. I mean, it's a good movie, but it's just horrible to watch.
And then
I don't like to be sad at the movies.
Sometimes a little sadness if you're going to give me something that makes me laugh right after it, right?
Yeah.
I like that, but yeah, I don't want one that's just, you know, full on Disease of the Week movie where somebody dies.
Yeah. I watched that movie last night. I've actually forgotten what it's called. It's got Kevin Hart and the guy from Breaking Bad. What's it? Bryan Cranston. Where Bryan Cranston's like a quadriplegic.
Huh.
And Kevin Hart's his caretaker. Kevin Hart's like an ex-con.
I haven't seen that.
It's pretty good. It's pretty funny. I mean, there's funny moments. There's like heartfelt moments. It's also a little bit predictable.
713-780-ESPN.
Man, the Jazz signed Jeff Green to a one-year deal, $2.5 million.
That's another good pickup.
The Jazz are going to be no joke next year. I'm telling you now.
Man, why aren't the Rockets in on that?
I don't know.
That's a guy who fits what they do. championship experience. Oh, well. 832 says, Fred, I'm officially on my first divorce, so I believe I'm catching up.
You got to start somewhere, bro.
Yeah. You know, sometimes...
Don't go chasing Fred, though. You're chasing greatness in that category.
Yeah, that... Listen, and Longhorn Dimitri mentioning I Am Legend is his favorite. My favorite Will Smith movie, you guys will laugh, I, Robot.
That's your favorite?
That's my favorite Will Smith movie.
Yeah, I'll laugh. I don't like that movie.
Okay. Well, you don't like science fiction.
Yeah.
So that's...
Maybe that has something to do
with it. Yeah, because robots taking over the world, which, by the way, is happening in real life as we watch this stuff. This damn car we bought talks to us out of nowhere about narrow lanes coming up and stuff like this. I'm like, what the hell? I've got an Alexa in my freaking car. Yeah, the robot uprising is coming.
I'm not afraid.
But I also liked I like Hancock, but I like the uncut version. Also sci-fi. Which, I don't know, did you ever see that movie where he was kind of a superhero drunk?
I don't think I did see that.
Well, there's a scene that got edited out that's in the uncut version where he's having sex with a woman in his trailer. And because he's like the superhuman thing, when he finishes, he has to push her off him because it's like this giant light.
Oh, it's like an explosion.
Yeah, that blows up the top, blows a hole through the top of his thing. And yeah, it's not in the theatrical release. So... Yeah,
did you go see it in theaters?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I had the DVD that had all the extras. So on that one, it was on there, which was pretty cool. I guess it's an uncut version. Which, that's the one thing I miss about DVDs, because you can't really get these uncut versions of stuff anymore. Because I was reading about Endgame, we talked about it yesterday, how there's all these deleted scenes that I'd kind of like to see. But you have to buy all that. I'm not even sure I have a... This is another thing. This is how fast things have changed. I'm not even sure I have a CD player in my house.
No.
I think I can play it on Xbox.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah. But it's really weird.
Do you have a CD player in your new car?
No. No, it's all... We got Sirius and Bluetooth.
Do you not have... Is there one in your Camaro?
No.
Really?
Yeah, it's just the same thing, Sirius and Bluetooth.
What year is that?
2013.
And they don't have a CD player in it?
No.
I mean, my truck has all that stuff, but it's also got a CD player.
Huh. Yeah. But I don't really need one because I just...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't need it either. I don't ever use it.
Yeah, I either listen to music on Sirius or I listen to our station, or if I, or I'll just call stuff up off my phone and play music on there. C.S. Holder says, embrace the robot, Fred. I hope that I'm at least... supportive enough of the robots that I get to be a pet when they take over. I just want to, let them know that I'm, once they're in charge, I will support them as long as they don't put me into a camp where I have to dispose of human remains like in Terminator.
Well,
I just want to be a pet.
I have a joke, but I'll save it because it's probably not...
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Jesse's
probably too much.
Best Hancock scene. Old lady. And I can smell the alcohol on your breath. Hancock. I've been drinking, bitch. He was really funny in that. But you know what? I actually liked that Bright that he did on Netflix.
I didn't like that.
I enjoyed it.
I don't like orc movies.
Well, I thought it was kind of a cool concept. Like, this is what happened to the world after Lord of the Rings. Like, when they all get advanced 100 years later.
Yeah, I'm against that.
But, it would make sense that there would be racism against orcs.
Yeah. We have... Sometimes we have incredibly different tastes in...
Well, the one thing you don't like that I always like is science fiction. I've always been a science fiction fantasy guy. I've written a bunch of short stories that are science fiction and fantasy, and that's not something you're as into. But every now and then you do.
Very rarely.
Game of Thrones is pure fantasy.
Yeah.
So.
Game of Thrones was also stupid at the end.
It wasn't that bad.
It was horrible. Yeah,
you guys with your...
They blew it.
I want it to end a certain way.
No, they had their golden goose and they threw it away.
No, they maybe cut a few feathers off, but otherwise they were fine.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. Did we got one segment left?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow. All right. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Clock and grab your jocks.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Man, let's wrap it up strong. Local Music Tuesday, good stuff.
All right. Show went by really fast today.
It did. And... yeah, it was fun. We did a little sports early, and then we just kind of got all over the place, which those are my
that's
favorites.
That's the preference, yeah.
That's my favorites. All right, let's do a Hey Man Bleep That.
I kind of gave you a spoiler on mine yesterday. I'll go ahead and use it, though. Watch the Deadwood movie.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, if anyone is waiting to watch the Deadwood movie.
I think you're the last human being who hadn't watched it.
I think I was, too, so I don't think there's any need for spoiler alerts, but... the reason why I was so excited about the Deadwood movie is because there were so many things that didn't get wrapped up in Deadwood. And then the Deadwood movie comes out and they still left a bunch of stuff not wrapped up.
Define a bunch, because I think there was only one thing that really wasn't wrapped up, and that was the Hearst thing.
The Hearst thing is the main thing. And, I mean, he's like the main bad guy in the whole movie, so you kind of want to know what's going on with him. You don't know what happens with Trixie at the end. You don't know what happens to that girl, the new hot chick. You don't know what happens to her. I don't know.
Well, Trixie was married with a kid.
Yeah, but, I mean, did we not deserve to see a funeral scene for Al?
No, I actually love that, the way that ended. I thought that was the perfect way to see Al go.
All right.
With what he said at the end. I enjoyed the movie. I thought
it was good. Don't get me wrong, but yeah. I still would have liked things wrapped up a little bit better than they were.
I thought from a dialogue standpoint, it was just vintage Deadwood.
Oh, it was, because I couldn't understand it for about the first 10 minutes, and then I finally caught back into my... it's like Peaky Blinders. When you don't watch it for a while, you're like, what the hell are they saying? And then eventually you watch enough that, oh, now I'm catching on.
Yeah. So.
Hey, man. That.
Okay. Mine is we go to the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. And Joey Chestnut's another one of those guys who pops up once a year and we talk about him and then he disappears.
But he's also basically the Wayne Gretzky of his sport. Like, there's no.
It's not a sport. Stop it.
There's no disputing.
Stop it. It's not a sport.
I mean, it's a sport because Ken Hoffman was a judge. So.
Yeah. Not a sport. But. Here's the thing. This is how misleading stories can be.
Okay.
There's a story about how much Joey Chestnut's made in his eating career.
Okay.
It's like $10,000 for winning that thing, right?
Okay. It's good for a day's work.
Here's what it says. Chestnut has won nearly $600,000 during his eating career since 2004, according to competitive eating database EatFeeds. And that doesn't include endorsements and business deals, such as a line of condiments he launched last year. So $600,000 sounds like a lot of money, right?
It's not bad for eating a bunch of hot dogs.
Except $600,000 since 2004. So if you do the math on that, it's $40,000 a year. Mm. And sometimes these things, this is a little misleading, because you throw that number out there and it sounds big and people just kind of look at it and say, hey, 600 grand, that's pretty damn good.
That's true.
But then... you kind of start breaking it up, and it's like, if it's not his real job, that's good extra money, no question.
Is it his real job?
I don't know if he does something else.
You said it doesn't count, or it does count endorsements and
things.
Doesn't
count endorsements and things, but I don't know how much he's actually making off endorsements. But that's not as big a number as they make it sound there.
Well, that's also one of those jobs, like working in a record store. It's a really fun job. It just doesn't pay as much as you'd like it to, I guess.
From a health perspective, it's not exactly the best thing, though.
Yeah, not great. Not great health benefits either, long term.
Regardless, I just wish people would be a little more. I don't know, honest about how they present things to that, I say,
it's fake
hey, man,
news.
F*** that.
Damn fake news.
Aaron, you got time to get yours in?
Yeah, I will real quick. So I do show prep every morning to help you guys
allegedly
out and stuff. And I am branching off the robot uprising. I am so tired of my computer not understanding that Justin Verlander is a real word. And every time I type in other words too, it corrects. But Verlander's the one that I always go back after I send it and realize that it changed it after I hit send. And it comes out Verlandette. And Apple, if you're not going to put the name of probably one of the most, the biggest stars in MLB right now in there as a word, you've got to be kidding me. For that, hey man, f*** that.
Ask me how many times I've ever tried to spell the word ducking out on text.
Yeah.
Mine never recognizes that now because I've typed it so much. But I've typed Verlander, every other day for the past 4 months now, and it still doesn't recognize it.
Well, look, that stupid system we're on for Sports Map, like the column I wrote for tomorrow, every time I type in overbet, it changes to overbite, and I kept trying to change it back to overbet, and it just refused to let me write overbet. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job today, Aaron. Really great job today, Hoffman. That's okay. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.